For Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017, Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Aye. Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor is also in attendance. If we would all please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor.
Hi. Concerning that crosswalk.
Yes, could you state your name and address?
Sam Edwards, 207 West Hutchinson, sorry. I've been very sensitized based on the conversations about the crosswalk and just driving up and down and looking at visibility and so forth. I'm very interested in reading the report by the traffic engineer and what the issues they were stating relating to why that's unsafe to have a crosswalk. I'd just like to get to the details because it looks to me like it would be very beneficial.
We don't have the report yet.
Oh, but that's the thing.
We just approved the report, doing the report at the last meeting.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm interested in that and very empathetic to the concerns.
All right.
So that's all.
Thank you.
We will be releasing that report when we do receive it at the time, won't we?
We'll review it.
Review it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured. Thank you.
Anything else?
It's good. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year. It's good to see you both here. Authorization to pay bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee on bill list dated December 29th, 2016, from the general fund in the amount of $6,948.19, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $0 for a total of $6,948.19. And on bill listed to January 3rd, 2017, from the general fund in the amount of $55,737.57, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $0 for a total of $55,737.57.
Second.
Questions or comments, Mr. Fuller?
Does the $6,000 get added to the $55,000?
If I'm doing this correctly, the $6,000 was the final expenses of the 2016 fiscal year, and the second bill list is the first expenses of the 2017 fiscal year.
So your total then is $62,000, or is it $55,000?
Because they're different years, they probably should be read separately.
Yeah. So there's two separate totals, one from the 29th and one from the 3rd.
Thank you.
But you are moving to approve all of those bills from the 29th and the 3rd.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Fuller. Any other questions or comments?
And beyond that, no extraordinary expenses. Everything was routine.
Ms. Bastini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee action, any? Okay. Volunteer Fire Department report. Recreation report.
Madam President?
Yes.
I know the fire department's not here, but I thought maybe at this point we're going to try to start the fire truck committee.
Yes.
With the fire department this year. It was one of our resolutions to try to start for planning how to fund the new fire truck.
Right, and you had asked to be on that committee. And
so, also Jack Wilson.
If needed.
Yeah, well, it will be public safety.
All three of us, then.
It would be, you know, it would be under public safety and working with the fire department. So we need the fire department folks who would be part of that committee. So,
well, Ben Reynolds expressed his desire to start, get that started. So,
okay. Well, as soon as we hear from them.
Well, Madam President,
yes.
I will tell them about the next public safety meeting, and that way
you could set up a time frame of when you want to meet and get some information.
That's a plan.
Okay. So the next public safety meeting, then we'll discuss the. Hello, Dr. Petrola. Happy New Year. We'll discuss the. You'll discuss the committee. Who on the volunteer fire department would be on that committee. And then...
Future timetables, I imagine.
And then take it away. It would be a subcommittee of public safety, so you can set up your meetings whenever is convenient for the volunteer fire department and the, you know, the members of the committee. So
that's the general idea. Madam President.
Does that work?
Works for me.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me about that, Mr. Wainwright.
Okay, it's important.
It was not on my radar. So thank you for putting that on. And as it is a subcommittee, if it's okay with you, I'll kind of make you the chair of that subcommittee so you can drive that truck. Move that truck, as they say.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Youth basketball has 77 kids, and their practices start tonight. We unfortunately did not have enough signups to have a 12 to 14-year-old age group, which is something we've done in the past. But we were able to transition some of those older kids, the 13 and 14-year-olds who were interested in playing, into a kind of volunteer coach position with the youngest age group.
Oh, that's nice.
So we did involve them, and they seem to be happy with that as well. That's all I have.
Thank you. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Water Authority Board did not meet last month.
Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. Planning Commission did not meet.
Council of Government, Mr. Wilson.
Report for you next time.
There is the Council of Government dinner, which is Friday, January 27th at 5:30. You need to RSVP to Julie. I'm going.
Yes. Okay.
The guest speaker is the Honorable Mike Doyle, Congressman Doyle, so it should be an interesting presentation. He's a very good speaker, and... we'll have a lot to share, I'm sure. So if you let Julie know, we can carpool or not. Anything else? Okay. Borough solicitor is not here. We're under the weather. Borough manager, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Our TAN funding process today, so we are all set with money in the bank to move forward until taxes are due.
Pay your taxes.
The office staff is working on submitting our 2017 Banner Community application, and we will have a resolution on the next agenda. Those applications are due to the Allegheny League of Municipalities at the end of the month. Bids to purchase Parcel D are due on Tuesday, January 17th. We haven't received any bids yet, but it's pretty typical that everybody waits until the due date. We will open those publicly at that night's meeting. As I told you before, the borough's financial and real estate tax audit will begin on January 17th, so we are pushing forward to have everything closed out by then. Ticketing begins tonight on overnight parking in the borough, so please be sure to buy your parking passes. PennDOT is holding a Parkway East stakeholder meeting on Thursday, January 26th at 10 a.m. at the Churchill Borough Building.
Hey, come on.
I will be attending. If anybody else is able to make it, please let me know, and I'll send it.
Thursday, 10 a.m.
Thursday, January 26th.
And what's the agenda?
I have not heard an agenda yet. They generally have had these meetings in the past and not been very forthcoming with a lot of information. Mr. Wilson and I have attended these in the past, and they kind of say that they are interested in studying the Parkway East. I know that they have done traffic counts, so perhaps we'll have information on the traffic studies and counts that have been done on our stretch and on the entrance and exit ramps. obviously, if there's any concrete information or anything further, I'll pass it.
At least a little as a map.
They've talked about possible project options, but stated that they don't know what funding they're going to have. The funding that they will be limited. And these are just the 5 pages of options that we might be considering to do with that funding.
As long as it's not taking away our ramp.
Right, right. We are cognizant of that.
Dreams.
And ramping has not been part of the conversation at the previous meetings. It has been everything from looking at adding lanes and adding the Mont Fayette Expressway into the city to small things like signage. Nothing concrete.
It may be advantageous that this meeting is before the COG meeting with Congressman Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Costas will both be there. So
they like ramps.
Well, they like supporting access that we have because, you know, they know that's an important draw for people to live here because you can get to downtown.
Right.
If they take that away, then, you know.
It would save the people in Murraysville 10 minutes under commute.
No, it was three. It was 3 minutes. 3 to 5 minutes.
It gives us more carpet.
If anybody can attend, I'll be there so you can you can carpool with me. Okay, great.
I'm going to check.
Okay.
I should be able to.
And that's all I have. The COG dinner was the last thing on my report.
All right. Any new business?
We need a public safety meeting. How's next Tuesday work for you?
10th?
Yep.
Good for me.
Works for me.
What time?
6:30, 6 o'clock.
Either one.
Six.
Okay.
Mayor, if you will convey that to the
will do.
Any other new business? In the executive session. So the next meeting is
17th.
The 17th. That's a Tuesday because of Martin Luther King Day. So the next meeting will be on Tuesday. The Public Safety Committee meeting is on the 10th at 6:30.
Six
o'clock. Mark your calendars for the COG dinner, we'll try to get a rustle up a posse for the 26th for PennDOT stakeholders. 10 o'clock is just.
I did knock on Mrs. Painter's door to let her know where I lived, but she wasn't there. But I will continue because I can see my house from her house, so it's over next to sort of. Kind of.
Anything else?
Pardon?
Well, I need a motion.
I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Boom.